start with love and dating. We're in a time where people are dating a lot online, which is, you know, not a bad thing, but it's just a different thing. Mm-hmm. Where I'm hearing from friends that, like, people aren't approaching each other, both men and women. It's just a really different and interesting time to be dating. So for each type, I guess, how would you recommend that people, yeah, attract and or connect with potentially their person?
Oh, yeah. We have a very fun part, including compatibility in the book.
Amazing.
I'm going to get on my Sag soapbox for a minute and say, if we can come up with over 70 pronouns for gender, then we've got to come up with some other varietals for relationships. Like, can we just be relationship fluid in this world? I know we are, but it has all these, like, overly, like, you're poly, you're this. No, I just, you know, just don't want to be owned.
Labeled.
Or put in a box or have to, like, ditch my best friend who's the opposite sex or have people like, so when are you, you know, like,
yes. It's,
and I really think that has to do with why people are avoiding each other too. Tali was saying she was watching old Sex and the City. She was like, they had flip phones with no cameras. No wonder they did whatever they wanted. So like your relationship is happening on stage and you're about your, it's like where you're going to fall on your face the most while the whole world watches.
Mm-hmm.
So no wonder people are like relationship shy.
Yeah.
So
it's a great point.
We gave a secondary name. The innovators are the idealists. I like to say the independents also. So I recommend for innovators, like you don't ever have to live with your partner or maybe keep a second space. I always have.
Love that.
If you can. Any way possible.
What does that look like for you?
Well, it looks like I've had this apartment for 22 years that,
amazing.
You know, if I have to rent it out or do whatever to keep it, I need a space on my own. I brought him up before, but Ben Affleck, innovator, like all I'm seeing every time, you know, I open a gossip magazine is like, Ben Affleck closes on a Brentwood home of his own on J-Lo's birthday. Okay. I was like, if he had just kept his own home as an innovator, they might still be together, but that's not acceptable. So
yes.
It's so stupid. It's like, he's moved out. So now they have to follow this societal script and get divorced, right? Maybe the dude just needs some space.
100%. Yeah.
There's
so much pressure. And then we get confused as individuals in a relationship because of that pressure. And then we start to act a little funky and not in alignment with like, hey, I just need space. And the other person's like, great. Does that make you happy? Awesome.
Right. I mean, it's, we would all do that. And people are doing that, but nobody's talking about it in a way that it's become a thing like a they, them,
yeah,
you know, like we
yeah.
need the they, them yeah, of yeah. relationships. So I'm hoping yeah. this helps people in some way own their choices and what feels right to them because, yeah, it's not societally acceptable. And then you move in with someone and you're just like, you get the Esther Perel trap or whatever. I know mm-hmm. that's the reason she's so popular. But authorities do like to live with, like my authority stepdaughter who's turning 25 is already engaged, her authority boyfriend. They've been together since high school. They live together. But you know what? They're actually happy.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. people are like,
it's like stability.
Right.
Okay.
They're getting what they want. I mean, no marriage or relationship is guaranteed anyway, but like right now in, to use your word, in this season of her authority life, she's very happy and satisfied by that. So good for her. I'm not going to tell her what to do. You know, my innovator self thought I'd never get married. So yeah, but that, what was right for me isn't right for her. And mm-hmm. then for mavens, so authorities are, we call the attachers. So they have a secure attachment style and they love to build memories and a legacy. Their joy is in like the nostalgia, we go here every year. We planned this trip for 10 months and then we went for our anniversary, we're doing this. And they really do like make those moments special. So, you know, when it's time, you know, when it's time to feel special and really honor an occasion in a relationship, nobody does it like an authority. And it is very touching. Mm. My entire family is all innovators. My mom, my dad, wow. and my two sisters, and my daughter, and my niece. It's crazy. So my dad, you know, my dad's idea of celebrating their anniversary was like, he was a landscaper. He's like, oh, I cut some roses from one of my, you know, customers' shrubs. Like,
cute. I love him.
No, because he just remembered it was my mom's birthday because he's 10 years ahead and it's mine. So, whereas the authority probably is like planning a surprise, you know, and this kind of thing. So, and then the maven is the mirror. So they love to sit down, digest the day, dialogue, couples massage, couples meditation, go to a concert, go to a just dance and be like high on life together. Like, I don't know if that describes your bliss, but
it's interesting. Yeah. I need to look up Sean's because I'm like,
yeah, we do.
I'm thinking he's either innovator or authority.
Yeah.
But there's some maven in there too. So I'm
yeah.
curious.
Well, everyone has a spread. So yeah. like also like we call it Astro Ayurveda. We have a part of the book too, balancing your chart. So you want to know if you're high, low, or spread out evenly. Like Krista is a maven, but she's 4-4-5 in her IM. So she has more range.
Balance.
And you were lower, I think, on authority, yep. like two, right? So for you, you might attract an authority to balance you out, or you totally did your Astro Ayurveda with that, you know, cosmic dosha by hiring a family assistant.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm low on maven. I don't always like to do social media and that kind of thing. I always have to push myself or hire that out.
Yeah.
So
okay, I like that. The balancing up. So if someone's looking at the percentage or numbers associated with each type in their specific IM chart, they can look at the lowest number and just figure out how they can either invite more of that in themselves or maybe bring someone into a, whether it's a professional dynamic or personal dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And is being the same in a romantic relationship potentially really good or potentially
pros and cons. And we have how they all match up in the book. But innovator, you can be ships passing in the night, but you're never bored. Maybe you should have a business together. So you have something outside of yourselves you're both excited about. You know, innovator authority can become a little parentalized, or the authority feels like they never, you know what to expect. They can never make a plan. The innovator's always late. Changing it. Innovator and maven, it's fun, but the maven doesn't always get the innovator's undivided attention. They drift off to their projects. So when you're both in the zone with your projects, it's fine. But like when the maven needs to talk things through, the innovator gets impatient. Like, what's the point? You know?
Right.
So,
right.
Or vice versa. And then authority and maven, definitely the authority can be like, treat you like a misbehaving child. It's the worst. And then maven, it's always fun, but like, who's going to be the adult in the room?
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.